is made possible by Bluebell Creamery, Citizen State Bank, Conjura Tile, Apple Ford, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Elfrida Bell Bonds, Collier Construction, Gillespie Waterwell Services, Wellman Insurance Company, Performance Health and Wellness, Sadle Rotor, Brenna Master Bank, BVR Materials, HEB and Brenna, New Bonnet Petroleum, Mr. Getty's Pizza, Cruzy Village, BDN Pipe, and Still, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Donovan Associates, Townsend General Construction, Upland and Glen College. We'll be back with your host, Doug Brown, after a word from our sponsor.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham. Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Cedar Creek High School in Bastrop, Texas. Doug Brown with you on this Thursday evening, and it is a big week of sports here for Brenham High School, and it continues tonight as the Brenham Cubhead volleyball team gets a set to take on the Austin McCallum Knights in this area round playoff matchup. The Cubheads coming off that big three-set sweep over Belton this past Monday over in Bryan, while Austin McCallum, they are coming off a 3-1 victory. And that was, I think they played Monday night as well, if I'm not mistaken. And so both these two teams are looking to advance. Cubhead's coming in this one 34-13 overall on the season. McCallum 29-17. Cubhead's were runners-up out of their district. McCallum were the district champions in their district. Cubhead's were 12-2 in district. McCallum 15-1. And so no easy task here. And right now they're having the captain's meeting with the officials over at the scorer's table and kind of stuck us in the corner over here. But nevertheless, we're here to bring you all the coverage and looking forward to tonight's game. And we're going to break down the action a little bit more. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The staff and residents of Cruzy Village would like to wish the Brenham Cubs the best of luck during the football playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life story.
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd, starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun, starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Kanjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kanjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kanjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kanjura Tile congratulate the Cubettes volleyball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoffs. Kanjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubettes, all the way to state.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
And back we go here to Cedar Creek High School in Bastrop, where the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the McCallum Knights. And it was actually, I should have thought of this, it was Cedar Creek that McCallum beat. That was back in the bi-district round. And that was a 3-1 victory there. And, whoops, miscue on my computer here. There we go. I was looking for the box score on that. There we go. Should have written that down before I left, but... And then they didn't put it on here. Well, heck. All right. Well, nevertheless, McCallum, 29-17. So they're going for their 30th win on the season this evening. And for those of you that might be wondering where their district is, they finished first in their district. And look, this computer reception bad in here tonight. There we go. Their district includes their second place team was the Liberal Arts and Science Academy of Austin. Third place was the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders. And fourth place was Crockett. And then they also had LBJ Austin, Eastside Early College, Travis, Northeast Early College, and Geronimo Navarro. And so they had a pretty good size, I mean, a 10-team district there, which is actually not, or let's see, a 9-team district, excuse me. But yeah, that's something you don't see too often. And nevertheless, they got they end up finishing that district 15-1, and now and coming into this one, they're currently on a 9-game winning streak. And so the Cubettes, meanwhile, on the other hand, they're coming off as we said that big 3-set sweep over Belton. And right before that, they actually in the regular season finale beat College Station. College Station had handed the Cubettes a loss earlier in the season, but then Brenham, after almost they had that surprise upset, got beat by Magnolia West, but then bounced back and then just came out and took care of business against College Station and solidified their number two spot in the district. And that's one of those you just kind of flip, you kind of go, man, if we could have just had that Mag West game, they'd have been probably playing for the district title there. But nevertheless, Cubettes putting all that, and they've looked really good their last two times out. And so now we'll see what they do here against Austin McCallum. And when we're fixing to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at how some of the other area teams are, how some of the other area round teams are doing, and or where they're going to be at tonight and tomorrow night. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Apple Ford would like to give a huge shout-out to the Brenham Cadets volleyball team, one of Texas' best high school volleyball programs. Apple Ford looks forward to a successful playoff season. Apple Ford hopes you stop by and meet with one of the helpful sales team members to assist you with ordering your new vehicle online today. So call or shop 24-7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And back we go as we continue on here from Cedar Creek High School in Bastrop. It is the area round of the playoffs between the Brenham Cubettes and the Austin McCallum Knights. And this one actually, when you look at how strong Brenham's district has been, think about this. They actually, the bi-district round, with the we're district 21-5A, and we completely swept all four teams in district 22-5A. Brenham, Montgomery, Lake Creek, and College Station all advanced to the next round of the playoffs. As we said, we're here with Brenham and Austin McCallum tonight. Now, the winner of this will move on to the region quarterfinals, which will either be Monday or Tuesday of next week, and they will face the winner of tomorrow night's game between Georgetown and Montgomery. They're going to play at 6 o'clock in Hearn. And they've got a doubleheader actually there, because Georgetown and Montgomery are playing at 6 o'clock, and then Lake Creek and Hendrickson are playing at 8 o'clock. Both those games being played in Hearn. Then you got coming up tonight, College Station is taking on Georgetown Eastview. And that one got underway at 6 o'clock over in Rockdale. Meanwhile, coming up, matter of fact, they just got underway at 7 o'clock across town over at Bastrop High School. It's LaGrange and Gateway College Preparatory Academy. And other games going on tonight, you got Caldwell and Burnett in Georgetown, Belleville and Lavernia in Flatonia, Sealy versus Davenport in Luling, Anderson Shiro versus Hardin over in Willis, Columbus versus Hondo over in Nixon Smiley, and then you got Iola and Lovelady, that's in Madisonville, Round Top Carmine versus Leverage Chapel in North Zulch, and Fayetteville versus Natchez, that's in Hearn. And then coming up tomorrow night, we also talked about the Montgomery and Lake Creek games. And then also you got Giddings taking on China Spring. That's at 6:30 over in Georgetown. And Burton and Weimer, that one is going to be at 5 o'clock over in Schulenburg. Now, we'll have that one for you. My buddy Dean Dillon is going to be making the trip down there. And we'll have that one for you. 4:40 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first serve. And we will stick with that game up until 6 o'clock. And then 6 o'clock, then we'll have the coaches' show. At 6 o'clock, we'll put the coaches' shows on the radio and the main internet feed. And then the conclusion of the game can be heard on our KWHI.com alternate feed. And then we'll have the coaches' shows followed by the Brenham Cup pregame and then the Cubs in Lake Creek tomorrow night, which is Seniors Night and also Hall of Honor Night. And so it'll be a big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. Of course, we've got the Hall of Honor luncheon going on at Blinn College. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, we've got more of the pregame show to come. But first, let's hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens stores and all Arlen's stores.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Cubette Volleyball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction and supporting the Cubett volleyball team in their quest for state.
Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. The firm strives to elevate and serve others through its offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy, and was recognized by Accounting Today magazine as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest in 2023. Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cubette volleyball team on their successful season and hopes you'll join them in supporting the Cubettes during the playoffs.
Back we go here, and hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Tournament. It's going to be November 15th through the 18th at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, Texas, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court, showcasing their unmatched skills, incredible teamwork, and sheer determination. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. And as we come back to play here, or get ready for the start of play, one person glad to see back here tonight, Lily Thibodeau. She had to miss the Belton game Monday night due to the flu. And good to see her well and back on the court with her teammates and ready to go here tonight for what should be a big matchup. And we're just about ready for the introductions. So let's go courtside and see if we can pick those up. I'll actually tell you what. First, we've got one more break coming, so let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubette volleyball team during the playoff season. They are proud of the dedication and commitment the Cubettes have put into this season and thrilled to cheer them on in the postseason. Good luck, Cubettes! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle.
Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
And the national anthem, and we are ready to get this one underway. between the Brenham Cubettes and the McCallum Knights. Cubettes are the home team. McCallum, the visitors this evening. Cubettes dressed out in the black uniforms with green letters and numbers with white trim. McCallum dressed in black shorts and then gray jerseys with white letters and numbers, which is going to make it difficult for me to see on this end of the court. And blue trim around them. And so for the Cubettes, we are going to start things off. Well, let's see if they can get set here. And Kristen King getting ready to tag in with her being the libero. And so we're going to have Kristen King, Sienna Kim, and Charlie Krausen in the backcourt. On the front court, we have got Shelby Cross, along with Lenny Balstrick and Antiana Lang. And there's the first serve from Kelm. And back they go. And McCallum hits a pass at back line. And the Cubettes get an early point to make it 1-0. And we're underway. I actually had that backwards. Apparently the Cubettes are the visitors. And McCallum on team. Next serve by Kelm. And they hit it out of bounds again. And it's 2-0 Cubettes. So an ace there from Sienna Kelm. No stranger to racking those up during the course of the season. And so the next serve, that one passed the back line, and that'll be a point for the Knights. And it's 2-1 here in the early going. Or now they've got it correct. Okay, I was right the first time. Cubettes 2, Knights 1, and there's the serve. Going in the middle, Balstrick, and now King. To Krausen, to Lang, going for the kill, and she picks it up. And it's 3-1 for the Cubettes. As now checking the game will be Avery Frazier. One of the 9 seniors on the team for the Cubettes gets it across. Now back go the Knights. They get it across. Now Frazier setting for Lang, going for the kill. And the Knights just saving. A good block in the middle there by Lenny Balserick. Has another Cubette point to make it 4-1. Got such strong middles there for the Cubettes. And next serve by Frazier. And going back into, and good block there by, McCallum got it over. Cubettes hit it, and it was blocked back down on their side. So it's a point for McCallum to make it 4-2. And there is the serve for McCallum. Cubettes working the way around. Krausen going for the kill, and she will pick it up. Hit into that back corner, which that was a move for Krausen that worked really good last time against Belton, and she picks up a point there off of that. And so now Kristen Keene will serve for the Cubettes. Keene with a running start, and they're going to send that one into the scorer's table. And it's 6-2 Cubettes. Brenham jumping out to the 4-point lead here in the early going. Keen, another part of this great senior class for Cubette volleyball. And that one a little too far on the serve, and it's a point for the McCallum Knights to make it 6-3. Serve there by McCallum. Now back the other way. Up and going for the kill. Let's see, was that? I think that was Schramm that got that. Moving on the way so I can catch it. Yes, it was Schramm getting the kill there. And Riley Summerline also now has checked in for the Cubettes. And now we got Brooklyn Frazier in, and she will serve. McCallum setting for the return, and they hit it out of bounds, and it's another point for the Cubettes to make it 7-3. All right. Well, we put 8-3. Well, maybe did I miss one there? And that one passed the back line. And that'll make it 8-4. Cubettes still in a 4-point lead here. This is set number one. And served by McCallum. Keene with a dig, and now the other way. And putting it back across goes Summerlot, but hit it out of bounds. And it's 8-5. And McCallum with the serve. Back the other way. Summerlot going for the kill. A nice dig there on the other end by the Knights. And they hit it past the back line. And it's a point for the Cubettes. 9-5 Brenham here in this opening set. And so Charlie Krausen with the serve. Krausen gets it across and actually hit off the libero and went out of bounds. So 10-5 Brenham. That's Anaya Thornton who is the libero. Next serve, and Thornton. It worked their way around. Ooh, nice block in the middle by Schramm there, and went for the kill. She got it blocked, and now back the other way. Summerlot, and hits it off one of the backcourt players, and it goes out of bounds to make it 11-5. Cubettes. Nice play there by Riley. She had some velocity, too, on that spike there. And back we go. And Krausen hits off of Thornton, goes out of bounds. And that'll make it 12-5. And McCallum wants a timeout. So we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubette volleyball team. Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing congratulates the Cubettes on a great season and wishes them luck in the playoffs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubettes good luck in the playoffs.
And we resume play here with Charlie Krausen serving. And she will send that across, and Thornton hits it past the back. She just hit that one, landed about five rows up in the seats, and it's now 14-5 Cubettes here in set number one. So far, Brenham making this one look easy. Krausen with the next serve. Thornton gets it to the middle there, and they got it over now. Sutton and Summerlot hit it past the back line. It'll be a point for the Knights from McCallum as Thornton heads back to the service line. Sophomore libero. It over now. Come at Sutton. Summerlot dumps it over right in there for another point. And it's 15-6. Keene will check out now. And checking back in will be Balsarek. And Casey Harris checking into the game to serve. Oh, And Harris hit at the top of the net. The point for the Knights to make it 15-7. Brenham still though with an 8-point lead here in this first set. And here goes McCallum's next serve. Harris, Krausen, and getting over there was Cross. Now McCallum trying to get back, and they do. Krausen going to someone like that time. Nice block there. That, trying to pick up the jersey numbers. Just the color scheme makes it hard to read on it, especially when you got a dim gym that doesn't seem to have their lights all the way up. And it'll be 15-8. And that one past the back line. That'll be a point for the Cubheads. And Brenham now with a 16-8 lead over McCallum here in the opening set. As Sienna Kim will check back in. And Kim with the serve. And they hit it into the net. And it's a point for Brenham, 17-8. Next serve. McCallum trying to get it back across. They do. Nice dig there by Brenham. King over to Lang. Lang got it over. And now on the McCallum side, Thornton. Try to find one of her outside hitters. Now Brenham are going in the corner there. And that is a point by Shelby Cross. Makes it 18-8. And McCallum wanting another timeout, so we'll take him with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Come with the serve, returned by McCallum, and knocked out of bounds, and it'll be 19-8. McCallum gets it across, and McCallum, oh, they just got that one in over the back there. That was Riley Hissey, one of the seniors, who snuck that one in. As now 19-9. Burnham still with a 10-point lead as Hissey now goes to the server's line. Kim hits that one out of bounds. She might have been better served on that time around to just go ahead and let that one go because it looked like it was heading out. And served by Hissey. That time they do let it go, and it's a point for Burnham to make it 20-10. And coming back into the game is Avery Frazier to serve. Brenham needing just 5 points to take this first set. And serve, that one is past the back line. And a point for McCallum to make it 20-11. Served by McCallum. And Lang going for the kill. She picks it up, and it's 21-11. Kristen Keene now will be the next server for Brenham. And Keane with the serve. Gallum does get it back over Kim. Keane. And going for the kill was Krausen. And they got it back over, but Krausen blocked it right back in their faces. And 22-11, Cubettes. Brenham now down to just need 3 points as Keane gets set. Next serve. Going in the middle, and Schramm blocks it. And that'll be another point. Makes it 23-12. A point for the Knights to make it 22-12. I was temporarily confused there. Game setting for Krausen, got it over. Now back the other way. Schramm and Mike, nice double block, and they send this one out of bounds. Does the Knights to make it 23-12. And so now it's Brooklyn Frazier coming in to try to pick up these last 2 points. Yeah, that one just got over the net, and it falls in for a point to make it 24-12. And now Brenham needing just one more point to take this first set. And there's the serve. And that's going to fall in off of Thornton. And it's a point for Brenham, and that is set number one. Cubettes win it 25-12, your final score. And so we are moving on. Well, yeah, it was 25-12, the final score. So we're moving on to set number two. And we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship. A relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals. Inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years. So stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Kendura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kendura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kendura Tile congratulate the Cubettes volleyball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoffs. Kendura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Brenham High School. Go Cubettes, all the way to state.
As we come back here, getting ready. I got to give credit where credit is due on the UI. Normally, I'm not too big a fan of the UIL running ads during our broadcast, but that one with the refs was funny. Made me think of a friend of mine, referees ball games, and he was telling me a story about went to his daughter's basketball game. It just so happens they were short a referee, and so they asked him if he would fill in, and he's like, oh, okay. And then after the game was over, He got told by his own wife what a lousy referee he is. And I thought that was amusing. There's just no pleasing some people. As we're ready for set number two here. And so the McCallum Knights trying to rebound after Cubettes won the opening set 25-12. And for McCallum, it is going to be Lexi Rosenblatt, a sophomore, to serve. She will send it over, and it's past the back line, and that'll be a point for the Cubettes. And they draw the early 1-0 lead. And going to the server's line is going to be Avery Frazier. Frazier with the serve. And Thornton, and they're working their way around, going for the kill, Sissy. Brenham now back the other way, Krause, and it's it past the back line. And it'll be a point for McCallum to make it 1-1. And speaking of Riley Hissey, she now heads to the server's line. And now Brenham working back the other way. Ballsbury just dunked it over and picks up the kill to make it 2-1, Brenham. Kristen Keene now to the server's line for the Cubettes. As Lang checks out and Schramm will check in. And Keene with a serve. Oh, big kill right in the middle there. Addison Schramm showing off the power. And it's 3-1, Cubettes. That one was hit so hard on the lug, they're taking a radar gun to it. And Keene ready for her next serve. And picks up the ace and makes it 4-1, Brenham. And Keene ready. Thornton, and they set. Going for the kill there. Let's see, that was Sierra Martins and hitting the net. It's 5-1, Brenham. And Keene will continue to serve. And they will set. Going in the middle there, that was Thoden. Now, going for Martins, and Martins picks up the kill. And it's 5-2 as McCallum gets on the board. And so now Naya Thornton to end of the server's line. Or no, they're going to make her come out. And so we've got a substitution here. So we'll pick up the jersey here momentarily. And that one hit out of bounds by the Cubettes and makes it 5-3. I believe that is Greta Carlson that is doing the serving. And back the other way, Krause is going for the kill. Nice save there and a block. And that'll be a point for the Cubettes. Nice job there by Lenny Balserick. And it's 6-3, Brenham. And that will be Brooklyn Frazier coming in to serve for the Cubettes. Leading it here 6-3 in set number two. And sends this one over. And Thornton gets it back and a cross. And they're going to say out of bounds. And the referee, they actually overruled the side judge. Thought they were going to overrule. No, they do say it's Brenham Ball, so it's 7-3. And going in the corner, Schramm to Frazier. And Frazier and Keene actually ran into each other. And they're going to call a double on Brenham to make it 7-4. Cubbett still with a three-point lead here. And we got a new server here, and this is going to be Isabella Rankin, one of the seven seniors on the team, and Rankin gets it across. Cubbett's crossing, tried to dunk it over, and now it worked back over to Martins, gets it over. And I'm now going for the kill there, and Krausen picks it up, make it 8-4. And speaking of Krausen, she's going to head back to the server's line now. And Krausen gets it across, Thornton, and do get it back across, does, and now Cubettes, and that one's going to go past the back line. Brandon trying to send it hit off of somebody, but unfortunately, no, that time it didn't. And it's 8-5. And Cubettes hit that one out of bounds, and it's 8-6. And this is, or no, this is Carlson doing the serving here. And Carlson with a serve. Set in the corner, and nice kill there. That was Shelby Cross, and makes it 9-6. Brenham lead back up to 3. Casey Harris to serve now. And going for the kill there. Ooh, nice one there by Riley Summerlot. And it's 10-6, Brenham. And served by Harris. Going with a return, and they hit it in the top of the net, does Martins. And it's now 11-6, and they want a timeout. So we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. The firm strives to elevate and serve others through its offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy, and was recognized by Accounting Today magazine as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest in 2023. Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cubett volleyball team on their successful season and hopes you'll join them in supporting the Cubettes during the playoffs.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
In the corner, and Krausen picks up another kill, and it's 12-6. Brenham with a 6-point lead here as we come back to set number 2. Another serve by Harris. And that hits off of Rankin, and it goes out of bounds, and it's 13-6. Cubettes just continuing to roll here. Now we're going to get a substitution. Rankin going to come out. And checking in is going to be... Is that a number 4? We don't have a number... Or they don't have a number 4 listed, or is that 14? Maybe? And served there by Harris. They get it over, and now back, and Cross got over the net, and they hit it out of bounds again, does the Knights, and it's 14-6. Here And Cubettes get it across now. Returned by the Knights. And now Cubettes Lang just dunked it over. They got it back and block in the middle there. And Cubettes tried to save it. Lang, did she get it over? Yes, she did. Back the other way. And Martin's going for the kill. A big dig there. My Harrison had just got it over, and Brenham picks up the point. What a back and forth exchange there. And that brings the crowd to their feet. Appreciating the efforts of both teams. And so there, and Harris will pick up the ace. And it's 16-6. Come at lead now up to 10. That one just barely got over the net. Thornton saved that from going into the crowd. And Lang going for the kill. Nice dig, and they punch it back over. And some allotment to come. Nice block on the far end there for the Knights. And it's 16-7. That was Hissy. It's Anaya Thornton now to serve. Brown with a 9-point lead, 16-7 here in set number two. Oh, Thornton just knows this. You're lefty like me. And that one passed the back line for the Cubettes. It's a point for the Knights to make it 16-8. Serve. Just get it over, and Knights hit it under the net. It'll be a point for the Cubettes. Makes it 17-8. And Sienna Kelm will come back in to serve for Brenham. And Kelm with the serve. They got it back across the lane, tried to go for the kill. Nice dig on their end by McCallum. And that time, Cubettes couldn't get it back across the net, and it's 17-9. Cubettes off the serve, tuck it back over. That was, by the way, Lexi Rosenblatt serving. And Brenham got it back over. Now another stage set. And went for the kill was Summerlot. Summerlot. And it's going to be a point for Brenham. As Avery Frazier checks back in and goes to the server's line, Brenham, 9-point lead, just needs 7 more points to take this second set. And well, add one of these days, now 19-9, just needs 6 points, and another timeout taken, and we will take it with them and be back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sports, from our sponsors.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the X.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Cubette Volleyball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character.
Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Dwayne Collier Construction is supporting the Cubet volleyball team in their quest for state.
And back we go here. And a point for McCallum to make it 19-10. And let's see where their next serve. And Lang got it over and picks up the point for Brennan, making it 20-10. And now Kristen Keene checks back in. Comets needing just 5 points to take this set and be up 2-0 here in this area round match. Nice serve there by Keene. Working around the margins, and they get it over. And pick up the point and make it 20-11. And the freshman paying some dividends here for McCallum. And serve there. And it's in the net. Who's it going to be on? It's going to be against the Cubettes. Actually, another call for a lift, and it's going to make it 20-12. And Satya Russ now will serve. And then back the other way. Fram going for the kill. Russ with the save. Now working it across to get it over. Comets going for Krausen. And it's blocked in the middle there. That was by Emmy Harris. Makes it 20-13. So the lead at 7 points now for the Cubettes. And next serve there by Cook. Brenham trying to get it back across. They do. And it is Lady Balserick picking up the point to make it 21-13. And it's going to be Brooklyn Frazier now coming in to serve. And Anaya Thornton will check back in for the Knights. Serve with Thornton, set. And they just do get it back across. And now Gavance get one of the little dunk shot there. And that was by Riley Summerlot. And Gavance lead it 22-13. Next serve. That's Ram. Spikes that one home and makes it 23-13. And now Cubettes just need 2 more points. And McCallum out of timeouts. They use both their timeouts for this set. Each team allowed 2. And there's the serve. Went for the kill. Nice dig on the other end by the Cubettes. And that one is in there by Riley Summerlot to pick up the point, making 24-13. And they only need 1 more to achieve set point. And next serve. And miscommunication, and that's going to fall in for a point. And the Cubettes are going to take the second set, 25-13. And they are up now 2-0 here, and they play best out of 3. So the Cubettes win the next set. They are moving on to the region quarterfinals. And if McCallum wins the next set, then we got to go to a 4th set. So we'll see what transpires. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Tielemann Construction and Steget Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubette volleyball team.
Telemann Construction and Stegen Telemann Plumbing have been serving this community for 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Telemann Construction and Stegen Telemann Plumbing congratulates the Cubettes on a great season and wishes them luck in the playoffs.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinnbound@blinn.edu.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Brenham Cubettes just one set away. We're moving on to the region quarterfinals. And, well, first claiming their second straight area championship and then moving on to the region quarterfinals under Coach Megan Whalen, who's done such a well of a job getting this team ready. And she's got them playing at the top of their game right now. And getting set here for this third and final set. Well, third set, if Brenham wins, they're the champions of the area round. If McAllen can come back and win one here, then they will go on to a fourth round. And Sienna Kelm will serve to start the set for the Cubettes. She gets it across. Thornton working it over in the middle. And Hissy got it over. Now back to the Cubettes. And getting it up and in for the point is Riley Summerlock, and it's 1-0 Cubettes. Deanna Kelm with the next serve, Thornton. And they set it and just got it over. As that was Cross trying to slide for it and didn't get the point, and it's 1-1. I'm working it around, and getting it over was Summerlot. Now they're working to Summerlot, going for the kill, and she's going to get it. And it's 2-1. And that'll bring Charlie Krause into the service line. And Krause looks up on the top of the net, and we're tied 2-2. Yeah, waiting on the next serve, and they do get it. Krause going in the corner for Cross, got it over. Back the other way. Oh, the hit pass. Kelm diving for it. And it just hit off her wrist. And it's 3-2. McAllen. Yeah. So the Knights have one of the rare times that they've actually led in this match. Back the other way to Cubettes as Summerlock gets it in there for a point. And we're all tied up at three apiece. And Kristen Keene now to serve. She gets it over the net, and now a return coming from McCallum, and that point is hitting the net, and point for Brennan, making 4-3. And there is a serve over there by Keene. Cubettes almost picked that one up. It was in a corner there. Pick up the jersey number. But anyway, tried to get back over and just ended up hitting the top of the net. That one kind of had almost a screwball type action on it. And nice dig there by the Cubettes off the serve. Getting to save and get it back across. Now going for Harris. Up for the got the kill there. And it is 4-4. Or excuse me, 5-4. And that's going to bring Frazier to line. Or in this case, I should say Avery Frazier. And now Brennan gets the ball back across. And they're going to get a whistle. And they're going to call a lift on McCallum. And makes it 6-4, Brennan. Next serve from Frazier. And McCallum does get it back across now, back in the middle there, and couldn't handle it, though, the Cubettes. You had both Bolserick and Krausen going for it, and it just drops in to make it 6-5. And off the serve, then the Cubettes get it back over, and went out of bounds, and let's see who they can give the point to. And that one made out of bounds. Point Cubettes. And it's 7-6 there. And now it is going to be Avery Frazier. I told you wrong earlier. That was Brooklyn Frazier came in. Now we've got Avery Frazier. And that one hit over by Thornton. Now Cubettes. Oh, we got a whistle. And it is going to be a point for the Cubettes. 8-6. Not sure what we called there. Yeah, served by Frazier. Back the other way. And now, Brennan gets it back over. Now, Sutton, Frazier. And, wow, what a back and forth. I mean, just when you think one's going to come up, but the other one does this time. The Cubettes do get one in, and it's a point for Brennan. Make it 9-6. Frazier ready with her next serve. Thornton hits it out of bounds, and it's 11-6 Brennan. Next move, and she just gets it across the net. Krausen going for the kill. And Brenham does get it over and not able to return to his horn, so that will make it 12-6. And back across. And that time it was a kill for McCallum and cuts the lead to 11. Well, it's actually 12. They took one of the points off the board. And it's now 11-6. So 11-7. I thought we had 11 already, but I guess not. Served by McCallum going in the corner there for Bolshevik. Got hit out of bounds. Makes it 12-7. And now looking for some substitution changes for the Cubettes. And that's served there by Frey here. She gets it over. And well, another seesaw back and forth as they're trying to get control of the ball. And Krausen just got that one over, and it's 13-7. And so with that, the coach for McCallum wants a timeout. We'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Apple Ford would like to give a huge shout-out to the Brenham Cubettes volleyball team, one of Texas' best high school volleyball programs. Apple Ford looks forward to a successful playoff season. Apple Ford hopes you stop by and meet with one of the helpful sales team members to assist you with ordering your new vehicle online today. So call or shop 24-7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
And we come back here. Cubettes leading 13-8. And a serve coming up for the Knights as they get over. And she gets it back. Oh, now Knights get it over. Frazier to... they're going to say it's staying in. Krausen hit it over, and they thought it might have went out of bounds. Umpire says no. And it's 14-8, or line judge says no, and it's 14-8. And so here we go with Kelm. Got it across, and it's a point for the Cubettes to make it 15-8. The serve. And now McCallum got it back over. Krausen going with a hard shot that is going to end up off the roof or off the ceiling and up against the wall to make it 16-8. And the serve. And rolling around on the floor with it, there is McCallum, and they couldn't get it back over. It's 17-8. And there's the serve. And we're going to get a whistle here. What's the call? Long pause here and then waiting in. They are going to serve. Cavett's setting. Bounce into the corner to, that was Schramm. Or actually, no, not Schramm. That was Summerlin hit out of bounds. That's 18-9. Now let's see if the Cavetts can put some distance between themselves and the Lady Cats here. And there it is. And blocked out of bounds. Nice job there. That was for the Cavetts. Riley Summerlin and looks like Ashton Schramm can make it 18-10. And there's the next serve. And whistle against the Cavetts. And let's see what he's going to claim they did. Next serve there, and Cavetts couldn't get it back across. Well, they did get it back across, but they bobbled it on the on their side, so it makes it 19-11. Oops, and now I can't write. And now next server for the Cavetts, Kristen Keene. It's 6 points away from sending us on to the region quarterfinals. And that time McCallum got it over. And now the next set coming. Fans are into it here. Cavetts with a 19-12 lead. Oh, and that one got in. Nice kill there for the Cavetts to make it 20-12. Well, scoreboard keeps messing around with the, now they got us at 21. Yes, let me correct the score here, and now back the other way. Nice double block there by Pillman and Thibodeau. And that is going to be a kill for the Cavetts. Make it 22-12. And we're going to get a timeout on the court taken. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cavetts good luck in the playoffs.
And it is now 22-11. Cavetts with the lead. Nice serve there by Avery Frazier. And now set in the corner. And Bolser, look for the kill. She's got it. It's 23-11. They've been having to correct the scoreboard. They put the points on the wrong side last time, but we think it's correct now. 23-11. So Cavetts 2 points away from going on to area, or going on to region quarterfinals. And that one is going to be an ace there for Brooklyn Frazier. And it's 24-11. And so now it's down to 1 point to finish this off. And the serve there by Frazier. Back the other way goes McCallum. Keen with a dig. And now Krausen gets it over. McCallum setting in the middle, going for the kill. Keen. Frazier. Back across goes Balsarek. And now another attempt at a kill. Krausen to Balsarek. And it's out of bounds. And so it is 24-12. Well, now they got 24-13, and that time, Cubettes pick up the point, and they're going to win this one. 25-13, your final score, and they are moving on to the next round of the playoffs as they get the three-set sweep here over McCallum. And we'll be back with the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Wayne Clarence and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubette volleyball team during the playoff season. They are proud of the dedication and commitment the Cubettes have put into this season and thrilled to cheer them on in the postseason. Good luck, Cubettes! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
And back we go here as the Brenham Cubettes take it here in your final scores, 25-12, 25-13, 25-13. They get the sweep over Austin McCallum, and now they move on to the next round of the playoffs. It'll be the region quarterfinals, which will be sometime either Monday or Tuesday of next week. And they advance there. They'll move on to the region semifinals, or the regional tournament, which is going to be held at the Merrill Center over in Katy, and that'll be Friday and Saturday of next week. And we're going to try to see if we can get Coach Whalen over here for the post game. But meanwhile, a quick reminder here. Let me pull this open. And all right. Hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Tournament November 15th through the 18th at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court, showcasing their unmatched skills, incredible teamwork, and sheer determination. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. And we're going to take another break and be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
When the temperature drops, that doesn't mean the fun should stop at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Join an aqua cardio or waterworks fitness class Mondays through Fridays. Interested in working at BBAC in the summer? Lifeguard training will be held November 20th through the 22nd starting at 9. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 20th through the 22nd. Daily admission is required, $4 a day or $10 for the whole week. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
And back we go as we continue on with the post game here in a big win for the Brenham Cubs tonight. Now looking ahead, tomorrow night we have got Burton Lady Panther volleyball, as the Burton Lady Panthers are going to be taking on Weimer. That's going to be in Schulenburg. And Dean Dillon will have the call for you there, beginning with the pregame at 4:40 and first serve at 5 o'clock. And we'll stay with that one until 6 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to flip the Burton broadcast over to the Sports Alternate feed on our KWHI.com website. And then we will have first the football coaches shows at 6 o'clock. And then that will be followed by the Brenham Cub pregame, and then the opening, and then the kickoff at, well, pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30. And we're waiting patiently, trying to see if we can get Coach Whalen to come over here for the post game and talk about this exciting win for the Brenham Cubettes tonight. Yeah, they really made it look kind of easy here against a team that was their champions of their district. And but the Cubettes came out, took care of business when they had to, and really did a great job all the way around. And we're going to go ahead and take one more break, and hopefully we'll get it here in the next couple of minutes. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowner's insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Being part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Thank you.
The staff and residents of Cruzy Village would like to wish the Brenham Cubs the best of luck during the football playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life story.
All right, now we got Coach Megan Whalen joining us here on the post-game show.
Sorry.
And
about that.
That's okay. Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a fun one.
Yeah, you all got off to the fast start and just really never had to look back here tonight.
I know. I like not calling timeouts. It's really it's fun when they just, you know, I get to do all the talking in practice. And then in the game, I get to sit back and watch. I wish someone would bring me some popcorn and just let me see what kind of work we've been doing. So, no, and it was just nice to see different kids contributing. Riley Summerlett was our kill leader tonight with I think she had 11 out of 18 kills, and then Addison Tram in middle stepped up, had 6 kills out of 9 attempts, which is big. So it's different people contributing every night. So
and that's what makes this team so great and so much fun to watch, is because you never know what's going to come next.
You never know. You're not just watching for one big outside hitter. And so we did 3 different lineups again tonight. We did 3 different lineups on Monday. We're trying to keep people on our toes, or keep people on their toes. We like to do that just because you wouldn't want to know what guns you're bringing to a war, right? So
right.
We try to mix it up. So I learned that one time, if you can keep them on their toes, you're not so predictable. I'm in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's here with me. Had a phenomenal night. 15 digs and 4 aces.
Yeah.
We were on fire on the serve line. 17.
Yeah, most definitely.
17 points came from us just serving aggressively. So.
Yeah, and that'll help you, of course, down the road.
Oh, absolutely. We do that in practice. Sometimes I have to tell them to be nice in practice on the serve. Like, calm down a little bit. I know we're aggressive. But we're not trying to kill our confidence. So I just, that's something that those littles have learned. Hey, that's our way we can score points and get our name on the board. So that was big.
And next week, region quarterfinals. And so one more from going back to the regional tournament.
And that's been our goal, is to get back there first. And then from there, it's, anybody's game. Next week's a fast week. It's a fun week. We go back to work tomorrow, and then we're going to go scout Georgetown, Montgomery to see who will be playing next.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Y'all got to get Montgomery for a third time this year.
Montgomery for a third time, or, you know, it's kind of Georgetown for a second. This is the same.
Yeah.
We played them once already this year, but played them in the regional quarters last year. So both have some meaning to it, and, you know, they're ready to fight anybody. So we haven't really decided who we want to play more.
Yeah, well, Coach, we thank you for joining us here tonight, and let's get Brooklyn in here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Brooklyn, first of all, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, you gals, as we were talking with Coach Whalen there, got off to the fast start and really never had to look back.
Right, we came into this game with a go-go-go mentality. We really want to get to the regional tournament and get out of the regional tournament and get to state. So we put everything on the line today, and we succeeded, so it was great.
Well, and with you 9 seniors on the team, I know this run here, it's the last one for you, so I know y'all really want to make it count.
Right. Before the game, like, we always have our pep talks in the locker room, and every game, this could be our last game. This could not. Like, we have to put it all out there and never leave a point. Give it your all every point. So that was what we focused on.
Yep. And now, as we said, next week, you can enjoy the win tonight. And then next week, Monday or Tuesday, it's back to business.
Mm-hmm. We play either Georgetown or Montgomery. Both great teams. We've seen Montgomery in district, and we beat them twice. But we still got to put it in our all. And we've played Georgetown in preseason, but that was a long time ago, so they could have gotten way better or worse, I guess. But we're ready for anything.
All right. Well, congratulations again
on the
win, and we will see you all again next week.
Thank you. You have a great night.
All right. You too.
Thank you.
All right. And that is going to wrap it up for us here. I want to thank Emily back at the studios for... I'll thank Emily back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. A big thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Of course, thank you to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
This broadcast of the Brenham Cubette volleyball game was made possible by Bluebell Creamery, Citizen State Bank, Pandura Tile, Apple Ford, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, A. Freedom Bell Bonds, Collier Construction, Valisky Waterwell Services, Wellman Insurance Company, Performance Health and Wellness, Chisdale Schrader, Brenham National Bank, BVR Materials, HEB in Brenham, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Mr. Getty's Pizza, Cruzy Village, DDM Pipe and Steel, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Dahman and Associates, Diamond General Construction, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.